Joshua Roseman is a Brooklyn-based trombonist and composer. His latest album, Treats for the Nightwalker, doesn't fall into any particular music category, but our critic, Jim Fusilli, says his music is alive with energy.
Josh Roseman, a 35-year-old from Brooklyn, is a young jazz veteran, playing small clubs, working as a sideman on a variety of jazz and pop recordings, and serving as a member of Dave Holland's big band. But his new CD, Treats for the Nightwalker, is all his. It's a melange that's built on funk rhythms and progressive jazz, and the warm glow of Roseman's trombone. It's no revelation to say that one of the pleasures of the trombone is its simultaneous warmth and staccato attack, and Roseman offers plenty of both on his new album. He was influenced by groove-based rhythm motifs and the melodic playing of Dexter Gordon, Lester Young, and Don Drummond while he wrote and arranged the music. And you can hear both here as Roseman's solo sets up a bit of funk featuring drummer Billy Kilson that moves into some nifty interplay between Roseman and saxophonist Chris Potter. In Roseman's hands, the trombone has the capacity to drift from centerpiece to background, to create the kind of ambience that allows the members of the rhythm section to slip to the fore almost unnoticed. Listen as Roseman withdraws slowly, sustaining his notes to let the reggae beat take over. From the mind of Josh Roseman, Treats for the Nightwalker is a musical kaleidoscope, a wonderful blast of kinetic energy. Roseman calls it his take on groove music. And the album is a glorious surge of high-flying modern jazz, with the trombone out front and center.
The CD by the Joshua Roseman Unit is called Treats for the Nightwalker. Our reviewer, Jim Fusilli, also writes about music for the Wall Street Journal.